It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. The NFL returns for real tonight when the Packers and Bears go head-to-head in Chicago. We'll preview the game, look at the Packers' offseason moves, and whether they can bounce back from last year's disappointing season. First, fears of a recession have been percolating for the last few months. That's due in part to ongoing trade disputes with other countries, along with some warning signs in the bond markets. In many ways, millennials have been defined by the Great Recession. Many people in the generation have seen skyrocketing student loan debt, graduated during one of the worst job markets in U.S. history, and haven't been able to build long-term savings or buy real estate because of the sluggish economy they came to age in. While the U.S. economy has seen significant growth since the Great Recession, it will eventually dip again. With the next recession, economists say it's less a question of if it's going to happen, but when. Our next guest recently wrote about how the next recession could be devastating for millennials. Annie Lowry covers economic policy for The Atlantic. Annie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the millennials in particular, what kind of things are we hearing from the economists out there about the potential for another recession in the next few years?
So, you know, we certainly don't seem to be in a recession currently. You know, there are some mounting headwinds is the way that I would put it. So we've seen that there is a decline in manufacturing. There's been a slowdown in manufacturing. And so that is going to hit some states such as Wisconsin that have a strong manufacturing base. There's kind of ongoing problems from President Trump's trade war, which are hitting a lot of businesses that import goods. Or parts for goods, and as well as consumers who are seeing some rising prices. There's something called an inversion happening in the bond market, which is where basically our investors are guessing that things are going to be turbulent in the near term. That tends to be a pretty strong recession signal. And, you know, like job growth is not great. So despite the fact that the unemployment rate is really low, it doesn't seem like there's kind of a lot of juice in the economy. All of these things, again, you know, it's not like it doesn't feel like it's 2007, 2008 again, but it just means that, you know, there's a little bit of air coming out of the balloon and people are starting to get worried.
And the disturbing thing about that, I mean, recessions are never a happy time, but it's especially worrisome for millennials, you write, because in a lot of ways, you say they haven't really recovered from the last recession, the Great Recession. Talk about where millennials are now, even 10 years out.
Yeah, so the last recession was gigantic and was miserable for absolutely everyone, right? Nobody got through that recession feeling good at all. But since then, there's been a pretty significant boom in asset prices. So if you own stock or you own something like a house or a commercial property, you've actually done pretty well, right? You've recovered. The issue with the millennials is that they have not taken part in that recovery, that kind of net worth recovery. They had all of this student loan debt. They've had jobs that have not paid as well or seen the kind of wage growth that the jobs that the Gen Xers or the boomers had at the same point in their life cycle were getting. And, you know, they, because of that student loan debt and because of the cost of housing increasing so fast, as well as tight credit, you know, they haven't been able to buy houses. Their rate of home ownership is about 8 percentage points lower than, again, that of Gen X or the boomers at the same point in their lives. And so, you know, they're still renting. They're still desperate to amass savings. They are delaying things like getting married or having a family because they still feel financially precarious. And there's concerns that they are going to be sort of the first generation in modern economic history to end up worse than their parents.
Let's key in on one of those items, the student loan debt, for especially a particular cohort, a few years worth of millennials, if you will. You write about this in your piece in The Atlantic. They came into college, the costs were high, they've gone up a lot, they came out of college, the jobs weren't there. So they'd build up this huge student loan debt and the jobs they might have been hoping for all of a sudden weren't there. That age cohort must be really particularly hard hit, right?
Absolutely. And so canonically in the media, oftentimes the cases that we talk about are the pretty rare students that rack up like $100,000 in debt for liberal arts college. And you know, that's a significant problem. But the much bigger problem is with folks who racked up $5,000 or $10,000 of debt and didn't finish their degree and then got off on kind of jobs that were like not especially remunerative, didn't have a great career track, and also have this debt to service, which makes it really hard to save for a down payment for a home or to get a loan for a home. Those are the folks that you know, we have a whole generation of people. We're basically running a giant social experiment on what it means to take a really large debt and put it on, you know, 20 and 30 year olds and then say, okay, go ahead, go out in the economy and try and do what your parents or your older cousins did. And it's just not going great. And so, you know, we now have about $1.5 trillion of student loan debt throughout the economy. A lot of that accrued to the millennials, and they are just servicing and struggling with those debts.
Talking to Annie Lowry, she covers economic policy at The Atlantic, talking about a recent piece she wrote on how the Great Recession affected millennials and how a new recession could swamp them all over again. And Annie, let's talk about that piece of the puzzle now. If and when this next recession comes, what does that mean for these millennials we're talking about who may still have that student loan debt, didn't have that stock investment, didn't have that house to build up wealth over the last 10 years?
Right. So again, if there's a recession, it's just going to be bad for everybody. If there's a steep decline in asset prices, that's going to hit those boomers and those older Gen Xers who tend to hold the most assets, as well as those members of the greatest generation. So it's going to be bad for everybody. But the millennials never had any debt to never had those assets to start off with. And so they might actually not have as dramatic decreases in their net worth, but that would only be because they didn't have that much net worth to begin with, if that makes sense. And importantly, those assets act as a kind of financial buoy. So if you lose your job, if things are really bleak out there, you can dip into your retirement savings to make sure that the bills are paid and make sure that you're not going to get evicted. And the issue with the millennials is they really just don't have that safety net. Now a lot of them are at the age where they both have children and are taking care of their parents, which is a pretty heavy burden. And so, you know, if you don't have any savings and you can't make your rent, right, eventually you're going to get evicted. It makes it really hard to, for instance, move for a job. They're just in that kind of financially precarious state. Whereas, you know, again, for everybody else, recessions aren't good for everybody, but maybe they're going to have a little bit more of a cushion.
Out of the Great Recession, now going back 90-ish years or so, we hear about the people who came out of that being very risk-averse, very conservative with their money. Have we seen a similar thing with the millennials who kind of went through that Great Recession at a key point in their lives?
Yeah, I think so. When you talk to sociologists as opposed to economists about the millennials, you know, there's these kind of stereotypes that the millennials are sort of self-obsessed, they're job hopping, they're into wellness culture, they only care about avocado toast. And that seems like it's really wrong, right? The millennials are actually kind of small C conservative. They really want the things that their parents had, and they just might not be able to get them, right? They are going to school in really, really high numbers. They want to be married. They want to have kids. They often feel like financially that can't happen for them. And so, you know, again, they're actually against the media stereotype, they're all kind of like, they're kind of squires, right? But these things are just really, really tough for them. And I think down the road, the question is, you know, if they can't buy those houses, if they are having kids late, you know, how does that look 10 or 20 years from now? Because that could be bad economically for the whole economy, not just for them.
We're talking to Annie Lowry. She covers economic policy for The Atlantic. We're talking about the impact the next recession could have on millennials and maybe Generation Z as well, and the lingering after effects of the Great Recession on that generation. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you worried that we'll have another recession soon? Do you feel prepared for one? And if you are a millennial, one of the age cohorts we're talking about in particular, how did the Great Recession impact you and your own personal economy? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation about how people, especially millennials and maybe Generation Z, will be impacted by the next recession and how the Great Recession affected millennials. Our guest is Annie Lowry. She covers economic policy for The Atlantic. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you worried about a coming recession? If you are part of the millennial generation, how did the Great Recession impact you? Did you hit the job market right at the time when there wasn't much of a job market? Do you feel like you've recovered much since then? Has it affected your ability to pay off a student loan debt, to buy a house, start a family? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Annie, I want to dig into another part of this story that you mentioned earlier, housing for millennials. They weren't able to afford a house when housing prices were lower during the Great Recession. As they maybe got some kind of financial stability, we saw so many places in the country have these booming housing costs. What do things look like now?
So it's a really, really interesting trend. So in a lot of more urban areas, there's not been a lot of building that has happened to accommodate kind of natural population growth, as well as the tendency of folks to move from rural areas to cities, which is kind of still happening in the United States. And so what has happened is that millennials have remained renters for way longer than their parents did. And what it means, and this is a very rough approximation, but what it means is that you have folks who tend to be older and whiter, who tend to be the homeowners or the investors that are purchasing these rental properties, that are then renting them out to a generation that is younger and more diverse and much, in some cases, lower income and definitely lower wealth. And this is kind of a generational transfer of wealth, because as this goes on, it means that the millennials are pretty much paying the boomers to live in the houses. There are some places where this problem is really acute, you know, really big, expensive urban areas, you know, like Chicago or on the coast. Places also, you know, in Texas, it happens all over the country in urban areas, but it's, you know, it's a really broad trend, and it has to do, as we talked about before, with the homeownership rate of millennials being significantly lower than it was for other cohorts at the same point in their life cycle.
Yeah, we heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page from Chris, who says, what about us Xers? We're approaching 50. We came of age during multiple recessions, and we entered our 40s in the Great Recession. Chris writes, we're worried just as much as anyone else. A lot of us took a huge hit during that time. Some had to go back to school to get degrees and took on some debt as well. And in your piece, you say, yes, that happened, Annie, but when you compare whatever benchmark you want, same age from generation to generation, millennials do seem to come out worse, don't they?
Yeah, so the issue with the millennials is that it seems like there is an effect that happens when you come of age during a recession. So when your cohort is kind of coming into their early 20s during a recession, it has deeper and longer lasting effects on your lifetime earnings. And so millennials just had the crummy fortune to come of age in the worst recession since the 1920s. Right? It was really bad for them. That said, if you were like 22 years old and had just gotten your associate's degree or were graduating from college during one of the recessions in the 80s or the 90s, it wasn't great for you either, right? And certainly I would say that the Gen Xers have had some kind of mix of things happen to them, right? The baby boomers have really benefited from a lot of trends in wealth. And the millennials far less so, and the Gen Xers have ended up someplace in between. But again, you know, I think that the broader point is good, which is that, like, things have just not been great. The tide has not been sort of lifting all boats in the United States economy for a really long time, and Gen Xers have absolutely felt a lot of those effects. And so, you know, I think that that's also, you know, something to gesture to, right? Like, if we've had really stagnant median wages and a lot of rising economic pressures for all families, that's something that's hitting members of all generations.
Bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. James is with us in Beach Park, Illinois. James, hi.
Hi. Yeah, the Great Recession, it was rather interesting for me. I worked for a major company, and after, you know, I retired with full benefits, and what I thought I had and what I ended up with was quite a different story. And what I thought I was going to do in retirement, and what I actually did were two different things. But actually, it was a great learning experience. And fortunately, I was very economical before the Great Recession, so I had a reserve. And I have a small rental-type property, and I actually hired people. And, you know, everything, they were so willing to work and, you know, for a lot less wages, and I was able to do more. But it was a tough time because, and that's just something that I did was to save money before it happened, and I had a reserve.
James, thanks a lot for that call. James did have some tough times there, but he had that reserve built up. And again, going back to your piece, Andy, it was hard for millennials. I mean, they didn't have jobs yet in many cases, or serious jobs yet before the recession hit, to have that reserve.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've not managed to build one up. And I think it's kind of interesting to think about this in terms of wealth or income inequality between cohorts as well as within cohorts. So between cohorts, right, roughly speaking, across the whole economy, the baby boomers are the ones who are sort of sitting on the financial assets. They are the ones who own stock. They are the ones who own the houses, the rental properties, the commercial properties. And you know, the millennials are the ones who are on the other end of that, who are still renting, who don't really own stock, who don't own a ton of property. But within cohorts, there's also a lot of inequality, right? So some millennials could fall back on their parents and made it through the recession just fine. And then other millennials, you know, really didn't. They had no family wealth to fall back on. They took on a lot of debt to go to school, maybe didn't finish school, didn't get that earnings boost from it. Similarly, there's plenty of boomers that got hit just very hard during the recession. And unlike James, hadn't been able to plan for it or hadn't planned for it, didn't have those financial assets to help them, and are really facing a terrifying retirement up ahead of them. As he pointed out, you know, he retired with what he thought was, you know, benefits, maybe some kind of pension. That kind of financial security has gone away, which is why we see more and more people who really don't have much other than Social Security to help them out in retirement.
Thanks for that call, David. We're talking to Annie Lowry from The Atlantic about the impact of the Great Recession on millennials, the risk that a new recession could come along. Ashley joins us now in Milwaukee. Ashley, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a mid-30 millennial. My husband and I graduated college in late 2000s. I in the social service sector, he in business. For the first 6 years of our marriage, I in the social service sector was the sole income earner, and we had enough money to buy a house, but at the same time we had children, so we had a lot of nanny and child care costs that was required of us at the time. And now as we're in our mid-30s, we're finding that we're having to try and get above all of the debt that we accrued in our 20s, and it's incredibly difficult. On paper, it looks like we should be doing really well. We're homeowners. We have health insurance, both really stable full-time jobs. But because of the cost of living in our 20s, we're here just trying to make it work. And I really appreciate this conversation because there are those of us that are homeowners that are just trying to make it day by day because of the way we had to come into age, as you were saying, back when we graduated college. And it's hard.
Ashley, thanks a lot for that call. Probably not a crazy uncommon story, Annie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Ashley and her husband's story points to another major factor of this, which is that, yes, the cost of education has increased a lot, and we've seen young people take on a lot of debt to go to school, which really wasn't a thing 30 or 40 years ago. Another thing that the cost has increased a ton of is healthcare costs, right, especially those premium copays, deductibles, and child care costs. Where if you don't have a flexible job or a family member to help out, it is extraordinarily expensive to have a two-year-old, and you're facing years and years and years of perhaps additional child care costs beyond that. I think that that's another reason that folks have delayed having kids, just to try to put themselves on a sounder footing, because if you have a student loan bill, and a mortgage or a rent payment, and also, you know, you're paying for preschool or nanny share or daycare, it's really, really tough, even in two earner households. It's just really tough to make the math work. And I think that that's true for people who, again, as she pointed out, who are doing everything right, right? Who are trying really hard to make the right decisions and are not profligate, going crazy spending. It's just really tough to make those numbers work.
Ashley, thanks a lot for that call. We heard from David on the Ideas Network Facebook page. He says, I'm technically a post-millennial, born in 94. It's going to be rough for us as well. Entering a tepid and tumultuous job market is going to be similarly difficult. And I seem to recall, Annie, you end your piece with kind of an ominous warning that maybe Generation Z could face a tougher time.
Yeah, look, like Generation Z, so broadly speaking, the kids of the Gen Xers in a lot of cases, or even some of the old millennials, if they come of age in a recession, that's not going to be great for them. And they are some of these first kids who are born to these families where their parents are carrying a lot of student debt, where their parents are renting instead of owning because they just can't afford it, where their parents have two folks in the household who are earners, still have those exorbitant child care costs, or, you know, they're in single parent families where the math also gets really brutally tough in terms of just making sure that you're keeping your head above water. So, you know, if we don't start to see a really vibrant, thriving, growing middle class driven by wage growth in the middle and on the lower end, you know, it's going to continue being pretty hard. That said, you know, the Great Recession was really sui generis, hopefully a kind of once-in-a-lifetime occurrence for most of us here. And economists do think that if there is another recession, that it's quite unlikely that it would be as financially impactful and terrible as the Great Recession was. So, you know, we can all cross our fingers on that one.
Annie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Annie Lowry covers economic policy for The Atlantic. She joined us today to talk about how millennials could be affected if and when the next recession hits and the still ongoing economic impact of the Great Recession on the millennial generation and others. Still time for you to share your thoughts and maybe your own story over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.